Last summer's confrontation between bears and Anchorage residents produced a community-wide debate. Part of that discussion took place at a special September meeting of the Anchorage Assembly's Public Safety Committee. Public testimony ranged from acknowledging the bear's right to its traditional areas to a proposed harvest to put the Bruin population below the perceived danger point. A couple of people suggested reducing the number of salmon swimming up city streams to spawn. After all, they said, salmon attract bears. Friday night, the Anchorage Waterways Council presents The Ecology of Bears and Salmon in Anchorage at the BP Energy Center. The panel discussion begins at 7 p.m. Holly Kent is executive director of the council. She says it's traditional for the council to follow its annual business meeting with a special program relating to Anchorage's waterways and designed to offer people new insights into the ecology of their city. Key to the process is finding the right specialists.
We have Lance Trasky, who is a retired fisheries biologist from the Department of Fish and Game, and he has worked in Anchorage for many, many, many years. He's got a really good historical perspective of what salmon numbers used to be in Anchorage, what they are now, and their basic habits and movements.
As for the bears?
Sean Farley. And he's currently with Department of Fish and Game, and he's a bear biologist. Everybody calls him the bear guy. He's collected a lot of information on bears in the Anchorage area, and he's going to tell us a little bit about there are two different species, the differences between those two species behavior-wise, tell us about what some of their main prey are, what their food sources are, where you would expect to find them, in what areas of town.
Other panelists include members of the Municipality of Anchorage's Bear Committee, including biologist and chair Rick Sennett. Even the moderator brings some personal knowledge of the city's bears.
Bill Sauppé, and he's somewhat uniquely qualified to do the moderating for us. Last summer, a black bear entered into his house and rambled around through his house.
Kent says she expects the panel discussion will show that too much simplification and emotionalism has marked the community's past discussions of the city's bears. She advocates an ecological approach.
Where these guys fit into the ecosystem of Anchorage, and the ecosystem concept is much broader than just any one individual element. It's not really possible to just pluck one element of this ecosystem out because you don't like the color or whatever without disrupting kind of the whole system. So I think if people have a better kind of understanding and knowledge of that, then they can completely coexist with bears and salmon, and we shouldn't be working on this sort of fear-based way of looking at things.
Once again, the business portion of the Anchorage Waterways Council's annual meeting begins at 6 p.m., followed by the panel discussion on the ecology of salmon and bears within Anchorage starting at 7 o'clock. The public is welcome to attend both the meeting and panel discussion or opt for just the panel. The event is free and takes place at the BP Energy Center, located behind the BP building on Northern Lights Boulevard and adjacent to the Marriott Residence Inn. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.